Sue, of course, is a county commissioner and chairs the steering committee for the new community center project. And we're going to have a couple of meetings coming up. Let's talk about those.
We are May 10th and May 11th next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, at the commissioner's room here in town at the courthouse, and also on the west end at Birch Grove in the community center. The meetings start at 7. I'm hoping the room will be packed with people who are interested in the project.
So what are you going to do at the meeting?
First of all, I think we're going to give a little information center session, tell people where we are, how we got there, etc. And then we're going to open it up to the public. We'd like to have the public help us shape the project, tell us what they like, tell us what they don't like. As many of you know, this project has been underway for probably 10 years, mm-hmm. and quite vigorously underway for the last couple of years with the passage of the 1% sales tax. And over that time period, we've really worked hard to do stakeholder surveys and public surveys and to have stakeholder representation on the committee, as well as take public comments directly to the committee, and our meetings, of course, are open. And so we think we know what the stakeholders want in the facility, and we're going to lay that out for the public for, as I said, for their help in helping us shape the project and tell us what they like and what they don't like.
Have you gotten any feedback so far?
I have. I've gotten feedback. I've gotten several phone calls, some of them very positive. We love what we are seeing. Thank you for doing this. Could you tweak this? Could you tweak that? And I'm encouraging those people to come to the meetings as well. And of course, we're taking that information into consideration. I've had some phone calls to the negative. Some folks are worried about the size and scale and the sustainability of the project. If I could just address that for a moment, one of the goals that we've always had at the steering committee level has been to not spend any more money on this project than the public is currently spending. Currently, between the city and the community education and the county, we spend probably about $600,000 on these services now. And our goal is to spend no more than that when it's all said and done. The facility as it stands is going to probably cost about $900,000 or more to operate it, but when we do our financial feasibility and projections on revenues, etc., we can get that number down to about that $600,000 mark, and that's what we're striving to do, and we're continuing to work on bettering that number. Of course, we won't know all the costs until we finalize the design and have some modeling done to understand really more completely what the operating and maintenance costs are, but I think the financial feasibility of the project has been the number one focus, really, of the steering committee, and certainly will be the number one focus of the county board when they ultimately make the decision about what to include or not include.
Well, this is radio, so we can't show pictures, but can you kind of give me a verbal idea of some of the elements of what the building is being considered at this point?
What we've learned is a couple of things in a successful building. One, it needs to be multi-generational in space and in programming. And two, what sells the most memberships is what I'll call a triple play. It's aquatics, which is a swimming pool, of course, a wellness center with a walking track. And the third thing that sells memberships is a multi-purpose rec space or gymnasium-like space. And so this current design shows those elements, those amenities in the project. We are also designing for group gathering space, event and meeting multipurpose space, and youth rooms. We'd like to have some rooms for kids to come and play, game rooms. In addition to that, we recognize that the senior population is really growing in our community. What that means in terms of the existing senior center is still to be determined, but we recognize that there are a lot of seniors, really 40-year span, you know, maybe 60 to 100, right, that could use the facility. And so we are planning a space for seniors to gather and be close to the kitchen and have access to all these services, but yet have some privacy. One other thing I wanted to mention in response to your previous question, Jay, about what's in the facility, this also includes the outdoor activities. We've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to accommodate tennis. We may, unfortunately, have to move those tennis courts, which we're trying hard not to do, but that may be an inevitable thing we need to do. We're also going to have outdoor skating that will be for hockey, broom ball, and figure skating. There will be softball fields, and we are not going to be demoing the existing community center. That's our indoor ice. And we're working pretty closely with the curling community to figure out a way to maintain that building in a sustainable, financially sustainable way and enable the curlers to keep growing their sport and enjoy their sport that they have for a long time. You know, the curlers actually built that facility.
Right.
There's a lot of effort went into that by that group. So we're very respectful of that and want to keep that going.
So tell us again when and where meetings are.
Show up at the meetings. Your voice will be heard. The meetings are Tuesday, May 10th in the Commissioner's Room in Grand Marais, and Wednesday, May 11th at Birch Grove Community Center in their community room. Both meetings start at 7 o'clock.
Commissioner Sue Hakes, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.